American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We set a record for attendance at the 50th meeting.
That's veterinarian Mike Apley, incoming president of the American Association of Bovine Practitioners, or AABP. They held their 50th annual meeting in Omaha last week. Apley serves as professor of production medicine, clinical pharmacology for the Frick Professorship at Kansas State University.
So it's our 50th anniversary meeting. Our organization is actually a little older than that, but this is our 50th actual meeting.
And there certainly was a big crowd, a record attendance of 1,432 individuals, including 384 students, 137 American Association of Small Ruminant Practitioners, and 32 graduate students, along with 5 veterinary technicians. Apley tells us more about the association.
Well, our association is made up of veterinarians involved in cattle practice, and our members work in all areas. We have beef and dairy, and we hold our meeting together with the small ruminant practitioners. And as a matter of fact, our office, our executive VP, and our office staff also serve the American Association of Small Ruminant Practitioners.
And the association members work all over.
Our members work in private practice. They work in corporate practice, government. They work in academia, so we have a large group together.
And this year's theme was a good one: what we know that isn't so.
And so we, as program chair, I challenged our program committee to come up with speakers who would pick things we do in practice that our latest information would suggest that maybe we need to reconsider. So we had a lot of challenging talks.
Apley said that theme was well received.
We started out the convention with a speaker from the veterinary side and a speaker from the human side on making diagnostic errors and errors in clinical judgment and how those are made and our biases that are involved in those. And those worked out really well to start the convention out with because we challenged people right away with how we think. And then that led into our sessions where we challenged on more specific areas, and I knew things were going well when I walked out of some of those sessions, and there were people engaged in some really passionate discussions about what had just been presented in the seminars.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.